When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kenny, you recall the other day we're at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse before the Cavaliers game, run into Rocco Marigas, and what's the thing I said? Bulldogs everywhere. Yeah. Bulldogs everywhere. Today's no different as we welcome in Mike Brown into the program, Director of Community Development at the Downtown Canton YMCA. Man, it's good. Why do we only get to see you one time a year?
Man, I don't know. You don't invite me any other time.
It's an open invitation, man. Like I said, Bulldogs everywhere, man. You guys have another great event going on. I don't know how many years you've been hosting this party. Tell us about the Kentucky Derby Party.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby Party is actually a fundraiser for the Eric Snow Family YMCA, where we actually get together. We sell tickets. We sell bourbon. You know, the women come out in their big hats. The men come out in their blazers.
Nice.
Yeah. And we just get together and have a great time just raising money for the Eric Snow YMCA. There is an actual viewing of the Kentucky Derby while we're there. What is it, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, however long it takes for them to run that. We actually put that up on the big screen. You know, people bet on their horses or whatever.
Oh, nice.
And we just have a great time. Live band, great food. And just a great time fellowshipping with all those individuals supporting the Y. Yeah.
In years past, it was at Centennial Plaza. This year, you moved to the Metropolitan Center. We'll give that address and everything else. And if people want tickets, we'll be sure to let them know how they can do it. But also joining us right now via the telephone is the man that the YMCA is named after. And it's great to usher in former NBA player and now the namesake of the Canton Y, the one and only Eric Snow. Eric, thanks for joining us today. And how are you?
No problem. I'm doing good. How are you all doing?
We're good, fantastic. Eric. Thanks for making time for us. This is a great event. We love promoting this each and every year. It's a fun time of the year. JT's a big horse racing guy. I'm learning about it. But for you guys, it's a huge fundraiser. What does this mean for your YMCA?
Well, I mean, it means a lot. I mean, it means you were able to provide opportunities for people that use it. YMCA that depend on it, and at the same time, it's an event where people can come out and network and have fun for the community, kind of bringing different people together that don't usually maybe spend time together. So the event is great. You can have fun doing something that most people would do and watching the Derby, at the same time do it for a good cause.
Eric, I want to take you back. We all remember the Downtown Canton YMCA, and when we were kids, we'd have to get buzzed in, and you walk in, maybe you go swimming, you go play basketball. They had two basketball courts. How did you get involved in the YMCA here in Canton?
Man, it meant a lot to me. I mean, it's always been impactful for, like you said, you know, since I was being younger, the different things that we had, from the basketball leagues to the overnighters to the youth events. There was a lot of things that the Y was actually a part of that I didn't even realize it was the YMCA until I got older. That was very impactful and gave us opportunities to do things that we might even take it for granted when we were younger, but they were opportunities that were provided that we benefited from. So it was something that I wanted to be a part of because I knew it was something that was impactful in my life. And then obviously, you know, Mike getting involved, someone that I know and trust definitely helped to push me over the line.
I got to tell you, it revitalized that part of downtown because when they tore down the old Y and they rebuilt the beautiful Eric Snow YMCA, it's just a thing of beauty. So, Mike, how long have you been involved down there?
Oh, wow. I've been with the YMCA since 2001. Since
really?
2001. Yeah, absolutely. So this is my 23rd year with the YMCA, and it has been a labor of love. And one of the things I really enjoyed most was to get to work with my old teammate and my friend Eric Snow.
Yeah.
On you know getting the downtown back in Canton.
Yeah.
You know, it was gone for a little while. We had to make some tough decisions, but when we flew to Atlanta and Eric agreed you know, to be the title sponsor, to mm-hmm. have naming rights of the building. It was one of the biggest joys that I had as a YMCA professional to see my childhood friend, mm-hmm. my old high school teammate, step up and give the youth of the community something that they really need.
So much pride going on right here. And it's so nice to have Mike Brown in studio and Eric Snow on the phone right now. And we're talking about the Kentucky Derby party that's going on actually Saturday at the Metropolitan Center in downtown Canton. What we'll do is we'll let you know about the tickets, individual tickets, or $100 for a couple. They're $175. You can purchase your tickets at ymcastark.org. And like we said, it's from 5 until 9 p.m. It's got great food, live music, bourbon tasting, silent auction. What more can you want? Maybe a Eric Snow signed jersey from the Cavaliers. Can we make something like that happen, Eric?
I'm sure we can. I mean, we got to find a jersey somewhere. But
why don't we do this? We find an old Mike Brown McKinley jersey. Was he able to take you to the hole when you guys were in high school?
Take me to the hole?
Yes, Mike Brown, yes. Because we know he's an athlete.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Mike probably, he just wanted to play defense, so he probably stopped me 2 out of 10 times.
2 out of 10?
Come on, dude. You know, the white team, we used to put it on them red, that red team.
2 out of 10. On a good day, maybe 3 out of 10.
That's so good. That's so good.
Hey, you know, baseball, you're a Hall of Famer. You hit 300, Mike, right? So 3 out of 10 ain't bad with an
that's
NBA.
Right. That's right.
You're an NBA star.
That's right.
Eric, I got to tell you, I grew up in Kent my entire life. I'm class of 81 at McKinley. I knew a lot of your family and still do. And I also knew Mike's brother, Dean, very well as well. In fact, Kenny, we were talking about Dean Brown yesterday when we had the Notre Dame guys in. And now you're talking about Michigan State. You're talking about McKinley. And it all comes full circle for a great, great occasion. So we want to thank you fellas so much for making this all happen. And it's such a great event. And what else do you do, Mike, throughout the course of the year as far as fundraisers for the Eric Snow YMCA Downtown Canton?
Yeah. A lot of my my particular job responsibility is grant writing.
Okay.
And so I write a number of grants for the youth and families that reside mm-hmm. in the city of Canton. A number of grants that we're currently implementing are swim lessons grants, making sure that, you know, our kids in Canton know how to swim and are safe around water. We also just wrote a grant so that the kids can have something to do over the summer, our safe summer program, where the kids come out and participate in, activities, with qualified, trained staff, mm-hmm. and staff that's just going to, get them involved and pour into their lives. And so a lot of what we do, or a lot of what I do, is around grant writing. Okay. Been relatively successful with that. And we are doing our best to spend those dollars to impact the lives of youth and families in Canton.
We appreciate what you do for all of the families here mm-hmm. and everything in downtown, too. And we said, you know, it's such a nice thing to be able to build that building where it is right now. Because when it was tore down, it was like an eyesore. And now you've got campuses all over with McKinley down there, formerly Timken High School. And this event for the Kentucky Derby is happening Saturday. The Metropolitan Center address is 601 Cleveland Avenue. And again, tickets for this event to watch the race and really have a great big party is $100 an individual, $175 a couple. You can purchase those tickets at ymcastark.org. Eric, I want to get back into this pride thing in the city of Canton. I want to take you back to when you were a member of the Cavaliers. The one thing that I could always remember was we'd go to these games, and before the game would start, I mean, I'm a big fan of all this other ancillary stuff from the scoreboard and everything else. Eric, how did it make you feel when before a game in the introductions, say, Eric Snow, Canton, Ohio, and then they show the big picture of Camp McKinley High School on the Jumbotron?
Can I be totally honest with you?
You never saw it.
I never even knew they did that.
Bro, I'm telling you, it was outstanding.
I never knew that they showed that. I would love to see a picture of that.
Like, oh,
I,
man.
I didn't realize it. I didn't look up. So I never knew that they showed Canton McKinley. But now you saying that kind of gives me, you know, little chills of excitement.
I'm telling you.
That they did that. So being back, being able to finish my career at home, that, I mean, it was wonderful. But yeah, I'm sure that would have got me even extra excited. But I really didn't even know that they did, to be honest with you. But that's good to hear. Good to hear. Because it was always,
JT, that's how
you're sort of in Cleveland, so it was always that feeling of like
home,
but not really home. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like where some people, like other people outside, kind of look at it as all the same, but you know, when you're there, it's home, but it's still not Kansas. So part of me was like excited to be home because the kind of Northeast Ohio, Cleveland teams are our teams. But to still be there and then be there at a time where, you know, LeBron was there, who's also a Northeastern Ohio guy, still that kind of made it gel a little more because he's not really Cleveland per se either.
Right.
So that made it kind of made it easier to kind of gel it all into Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But to have that up there, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, especially if you were there and you kind of from Canyon, you went to Canyon McKinley, definitely take pride in that.
Dude, I'd
be happy to see that up there.
I had never even met you before. I'm like, that's my guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I didn't even know that. I'm telling you, I never know that. I didn't realize that they did that. But that's cool.
That's how locked in he was, man, right? Yeah. I mean, that's an athlete. You're locked in. It's game time. All right, I'm a starter. They're announcing my name. Let's play basketball. And that's how intense he was and locked in. And Eric, I was just – I didn't realize this till I was Googling some of your things today. JT, think about this guy. He played with LeBron James, arguably the greatest player of all time, right? Pound for pound, arguably the greatest player of all time in Allen Iverson in Philadelphia. And, oh, yeah, the glove and the rain man in Seattle. I mean, Eric, how lucky were you to have teammates like that through your journey in the NBA?
It was awesome. I mean, you obviously you play on teams, and you're obviously going to play against a lot of great players. But to share, you know, the locker room, be on the same team with not just Hall of Fame players, but some of the best to ever play the game, is a great feeling. I mean, to be able to all those guys in particular that you mentioned, teammate, you know, be able to say I played with four guys. Well, three of them are in the Hall of Fame, and fourth one eventually is going to be in there. Be able to say you did that. This is a tribute to how great the game is and how great the opportunity was that I had. And I'm definitely blessed and happy to be able to be a part of it.
See, Mike, I'm always correcting Kenny. They weren't lucky. He was lucky that he played with them. They were lucky they got to play with Eric Snow.
Absolutely.
From Canton, Ohio. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's how I would love for it to be, but yeah, definitely, you know, the opposite. I mean, I would like to think that I was a good teammate for those guys. And I helped them in some way because I know that they were great teammates and helped me out a lot as well.
Eric, I want to talk about family. I mean, everybody knows about your brother, played for the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys are a pipeline to Michigan State. Where did you guys carve out your niche to be such great athletes, one in football, one in basketball? Actually, everybody played everything back then. But, I mean, where did this all come from?
I guess you have to say it came from from genetics and my parents. You know, my parents are, you know, came from Mississippi. My dad was an athlete, but, you know, they weren't, unfortunately, they weren't put in a situation where they were able to pursue athletics. I had to work and leave school at an early age and provide for their family. So a lot of families out there that's what happened. But we don't really know what they could have been. I know I had a father that was athletic, a good size, a mother that was a good size, so that's where I kind of get my height from. But the one thing that they did do is they provided the best that they could for us to be able to pursue the things that we wanted to pursue.
Amazing.
And that happened to be athletics with my siblings, and particularly my brother Percy and I, that they provided us an opportunity to do that. And I'm very thankful for that, and you know, along with the support that we got from other families, other people in mm-hmm. the city of Canton, Ohio, that were instrumental in me and I can speak about me and doing some of the things that I did, because my parents couldn't afford to get me a lot of the nice gear and shoes and take me all over the place. So it was a lot of people that took me to practice. It's a lot of people that took me, you know, Beth Frazier in particular, took me to Columbus, Ohio when I had to practice later on. A lot of people that took me to football practice, basketball practice. A lot of people that poured into me that allowed me to be able to continue to do what I did. If I got to a situation where I was doing some things that people didn't think were the right path or the right thing to do, I had people that would call me out or point it out. So, no, you can't really parent and parent other people's children like you used to be able to. So, but I had a lot of people outside of my family that was very instrumental in helping me, because it's a lot of great athletes that come out of Canton, Ohio, yep, that aren't given the same opportunities and or things just don't go their way. But I, you know, we were blessed from that standpoint that things went our way. We have people and family that supported us, started with my parents and immediate family.
Well, God bless them. And Kenny, something you probably don't know about that we do because we've lived here our whole life, that tradition continues today with a great family. And Eric's sister married Garland Rivers, who was a defensive back at the University of Michigan, ends up getting drafted by the Detroit Lions. So you're talking about athletes. I told you, Bulldogs everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Unreal.
Yeah. Garland and Linda. Linda was who everyone says was the best athlete in our family. Probably not arguably, but she was the best athlete.
They say that about Sid's sister, too. Doyle and Sid's sister, same thing.
Playing multiple sports, he was, I mean.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, Garland come in. They have a child that played football at West Virginia. Yep. And, but, yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's a lot of great talent that comes through Canton, Ohio, year after year. And not all get the right opportunities. Some don't take advantage of their opportunities, and some do. And it's going to continue to be that way. Because it's a place that care about sports. It's a place that, you know, hopefully that we still take pride in helping each other out and continuing to provide opportunities for the youth to continue to come through there.
And how important then, guys, getting back to why we're having you on then, is, you know, Derby downtown for the YMCA for those you know, individuals that are looking for some guidance and looking for an opportunity to do things. Mike, how important is that, and why people should show up for this event and be a part of it?
Yeah, it's super important because, again, the dollars that we raise go all towards us providing opportunities for the next Eric Snow, for the next Mike Brown, you know, for families that would not be able to participate otherwise. And so, you know, people should come out to support the cause. You know, the YMCA, we've been around for, what, 157, 158 years in this community. And the fact that, you know, we've remained fluid. We continue to, you know, do our mission work. We continue to reach out. We continue to provide opportunities. And, you know, I was sort of touched by something Eric said, and he's absolutely right. You know, this community rallies around, you know, our own. And it just so happened that, you know, I have the opportunity, he has the opportunity to rally around those kids at an organization like the YMCA, where we see kids come through the door each and every day. And again, some of them headed down the right road, you know, some of them headed down the wrong. And, you know, to have the opportunity to you know, to put my arm around some of those kids, you know, has been real beneficial for me. So events like the Kentucky Derby allow us to do what we do, you know, other than the fact that, you know, we've been blessed and want to give back. It's through organizations like the YMCA where we're able to connect, you know, with those, you know, youth and families, you know, who might not have, you know, a positive role model in the house or a positive role model in the neighborhood. We provide that stuff at the YMCA, and events like the Kentucky Derby, you know, fundraiser allow us, you know, to you know, continue to reach out to the community and continue to provide programs and services.
We're so lucky to have gentlemen like you in our community to do things like this for the youth in this area because, like I said, I don't know anybody. Kenny, I'm sure you had a YMCA growing up in Western Pennsylvania. I don't know anybody that didn't really take advantage of it as a child, and now it's time to pay it forward. So, Eric Snow, God love you, man. Thanks for being here for us today and everything you do in resurrecting a YMCA in downtown Canton. Mike Brown, the director of community development, outstanding work, young man. We always appreciate it. And I got to tell you before I let you guys go, I miss your brother, man. Dean was the greatest, man. He was a great leader. We enjoyed having him whenever we got to see him in and around town. You know, you think about guys like that, Kenny, you know who comes to mind? Somebody big in stature like Kenny Peterson. I don't like to see those two go up against each other.
You know? Dean would have won that. Yeah. No disrespect to KP. He's a Notre Dame guy. Kenny's an Ohio State guy.
That's
awesome.
2024 Kentucky Derby Party is happening at the Metropolitan Center, 601 Cleveland Avenue, downtown Canton, Ohio. Tickets individually are $100 a piece, $175 a couple. You get food, jazz music, bourbon tasting, and so much more. It happens Saturday, 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. If you can't go, just call up or do this online at ymcastark.org. Make a donation. Pay it forward. You're helping your own community. Let's get a break in right now. When we come back, more of the Kenny and JT Show.